back to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
The Love Sponge Show on Howard 101. I figured since we're having almost a modern day UFC type situation, then I might as well play Tito Santana. I'm sorry, Tito Ortiz's entrance music, because Coco right now is like bopping up and down right now, warming up his fists. I just had to literally tell Coco to go home.
I told Jughead to get that camera and get over there with start taping it up as fast as you can.
We got Jason Ellis on the phone, by the way,
too. At least I'm up to speed now. 100% we can take Jason to the top of the hour. I guess Jason has a deal that's on Spike TV tonight. Jason, how are you, buddy?
I'm awesome. I'm going to be famous, and I'm going to get a tensome. How much better could I be?
You're going to be famous, and you're going to have a tensome.
Yeah, my chick told me if I made $1 million that I could bang 10 chicks at once.
Do you think you could find 10 bitches to bang you at one time?
Well, I figure if I have a TV show and 2 radio shows, I could get them for free.
Now, what's your second? You're on Faction, right?
Yeah.
And what other?
I'm on Faction 2 times. I got my own show, and then I got one with Tony Hawk.
Oh, you're double dipping Jones, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm hungry, man. I'm trying to get up there. I'm trying to hang out with Bubba and give some chick a humongous diamond ring and, you know, have a tensum.
Now, get my
ass sewn up. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my ass is hurting like you wouldn't believe. Well, now, what?
You are a crazy motherfucker, dude. I don't know why you would do that.
Why? When is Spike Television tonight? What time, Jason?
12 o'clock. Midnight.
Midnight.
Yep.
And is it called the Jason Ellis Show, or what's it called?
No, it's not that cool. It's called The Wild World of Spike. You can go to spike.com to check it all out. But it's on 12 everywhere except for a couple of different cable places might have it on at 9 o'clock, but pretty much midnight everywhere else.
What are we going to see tonight, the pilot? Tonight, the first one, what are we going to see tonight?
We're going to see testicle weightlifting, so I'm going to lift some shit with my balls and pee-pee, because I win that. I shouldn't let the cat out of the bag, but I have a humongous penis. I call my penis the truth,
because
bitches
for that,
can't handle it.
The truth.
Yeah, because bitches get my wife, I've been banging her for like 4 years, and she still can't handle it. I'm on fire over here, Bubba.
How big is your cock, Jason?
I'm talking about 9, and I've got plenty of girth to back it up, too.
You're talking 9 long and the girth of a soup can.
Yeah, not a soup can. That's gone too far. I'm just under a Coke can, I reckon.
thick
shenanigans.
Like, thick like can of Pepsi.
I'm about just one up on a Red Bull in girth.
Oh, okay. Red like the 8-ounce Red Bull Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's vicious down there, Bubba. It's vicious.
Honest to God, we know you're a good-looking kid. We know you got a television show. We know you got 2 radio shows. But you really got a big dick too.
Yes, I do. I've got another TV show coming out too. It's just that stunt junkies. I did another stunt the other day. The first person ever to jump from a skateboard over a 55-foot gap onto the back of a dirt bike.
So you jumped from a skateboard over a 55-foot what?
I got towed next to a dirt bike across down a ramp, and we took off a jump together, and we flew over a 55-foot gap onto a dirt landing, and in the air, I kicked my skateboard away and get on the back of the dirt bike and land on the back with the rider.
So hold on now. The dirt bike is pulling you on a skateboard. You're on the skateboard.
Yeah, and we're flying towards a jump together, and I'm holding on to the back of the bike.
Okay, you're holding on to the back of the bike, and you're on 4 wheels, a skateboard. He's on 2. You hit the ramp together, and in midair, in the midair, you pick the skateboard up.
No, in the midair, I kick the skateboard off and spread the legs and jump onto the back of the bike and land just before we land on the ground.
And then you and him land together on the ground.
Yeah, to the sunset, to do a tensum.
So now, hold on now.
55 feet, that's pussy shit.
Hold on, Ned. You couldn't do 2 feet.
Ned, you couldn't fucking jump. Honest to God, you couldn't jump 2 feet.
I don't think you could get on a skateboard and keep your balance.
Now, Jason, how did you think of such a thing? How did you think of that?
I used to smoke a lot of pot. It just popped in there.
See, you get good ideas from pot, don't you?
Yeah, man, I can't. That's another reason why I want to be a millionaire, man. I want to get back on the pot wagon. That shit's a good time.
So you've stopped smoking pot since?
I don't smoke or drink or anything. I haven't done that for. I smoked one joint on New Year's Eve at the Hard Rock, and I could barely handle it because I'm such a lightweight now. But I used to be a world champion pot smoker. I could smoke Ned under the table and Brent.
Now did you? So you were at were you at this Las Vegas Hard Rock this past New Year's?
Yeah, I was hanging out with Bubba Lou and Jason Giambi. That was my crew.
Bubba Lou
Sobral.
Oh, Bubba Lou Sobral.
Yeah, yeah.
Bubba Lou and Jason Giambi. What's Giambi doing nowadays?
He looked like he was having a good time. That's as far as I want to go with that one. Well, he looked like he was playing too much baseball at that time. But
is he still with the Yankees?
If he would.
Is he still with the Yankees?
And you know what? He's done pretty damn good with the Yankees.
Yeah, no, he's real good at what he does. Yeah. No question.
How about that Ultimate Fighter guy when we were doing our show that punched you in the stomach?
Kid Cope.
Kid Cope. How's he doing?
Four-time Muay Thai champion.
He's on that show with me.
He is? What's he do?
He kicks people. Kicks me. We do blindfolded kickboxing as well, so he kicks me blindfolded and punches me in the face. And
hold on.
He tries to lift stuff with his nuts, but as I said before, we're talking, the truth can lift pretty much anything, so he lost.
Now, your cock called the truth. How much, yeah. What's the weight, what's the largest weight that the truth can lift?
I lifted over a keg with a phone book and some 10-pound weights on top of that. And some marshmallows.
A keg of beer?
Yeah.
A keg of beer, a phone book, and some marshmallows. Like the marshmallows would matter.
And 10-pound weights.
Like the marshmallows would matter if you're lifting a keg of beer with your cock.
Well, you just have to put out that on there to take the edge. So I was trying to,
that was one of the
scare
things.
Kit, so the marshmallows threw him off a little, you know?
We got fined for that. For a guy with no weight with his cock.
I got thrown off a regular radio for having a guy.
I got a TV show for it.
Yeah. you got a television show for lifting things with the truth. Now, on the television show, does it blur out the truth? How does it do it?
Oh, no, it blurs out the truth because, as I said before, Bubba, bitches can't handle it.
That's right. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
Thank you very much.
You
got it all figured out now.
You can't handle a cock that's 9 inches long and the size of a Red Bull can, bitch.
Hey,
please.
My bitch tells me that like almost every night. He's like, I can't handle it. I'm like, well, you married me. Too bad. Cop
now,
this.
Now, how much of the truth can you get inside your old lady?
It's only on it. Like when I asked her to marry me, I got the whole thing in that night.
Right.
But she just took one for the team on that one. But I'm pretty nice to her, so I leave an inch out usually.
Do you got to lube it up, Willie, a lot, or can she go El Natural on the deal?
No, I'm pretty frisky. I like to chow the beef as much as possible. You know what I mean? So I get it going before I entry. There's definitely no spur of the moment. Just chuck it in. That definitely doesn't happen to me.
So there's no dry humping Jones spur of the moment shit. You got to really lube it up, Willie.
Oh yeah, I got to get the old cookie tickle going, and then Bob's your uncle. I can get it in there.
Now, what do you got going on with your radio show, Faction? How's that been working out for you?
It's been going good, man. I'm a lucky guy to have that show. I have porn stars on there. It's kind of like it's a lightweight, half-assed show like yours. I'm just a shit-kicking skateboarder trying to come up on your game, so
I see
boobs in there a lot and vaginas and people putting stuff in there, and I talk to some extreme athletes every now and then and tell people to get fucked and help little kids how to get laid and tell people to shave, chicks' hair and stuff. It's good. Good job.
I tell little kids how to get fucked. I tell people to get fucked and help little kids get laid. That should be a slug line for Sirius.
I tell people that if they have girlfriends to let them grow their vagina hair out and then light it on fire and chow the beef at the same time. To live life on the edge kind of thing.
So now, with regards to the stunts tonight that we're going to see on your show, Midnight, on Spike by most cable systems, maybe not as early as 9 o'clock on others, but we're going to see you do the skateboard, dirt bike flip deal. We're going to see you lift things.
No. The skateboard transfer to the dirt bike is another show. That's a Stunt Junkie show. It's an entirely different show. I have two shows, man. I'm blowing up. Come on. Tense them.
You are fucking blowing up. I mean, you got to be. I would think that you'd surpass that $1 million deal by now.
I'm fucking broke. The only thing I know about $1 million is Tony Hawk's got some in his wallet. That's it.
How much money does that son of a bitch have, honestly?
Son of a bitch has a lot. If he's listening, fuck you, Tony. You rich bastard.
Fuck you, Tony Hawk. He's on Tony Hawk's channel, and he just said.
And on the show with him.
That'd be like me just saying, fuck you, Howard. That would be unheard of.
You just did.
Well, only because you goaded me into it. I didn't really mean it.
Well, I didn't really mean it either. Birdman knows I love him.
So, I mean, he probably made the most money off of all those video games, did he not?
Yeah.
He should make the most money. He was the one. It's not only just the video game. He made that video game good by being involved in it and picking all the tricks and you know, manipulating it, not like, you know, me and everybody else's video game that just sign a contract and let it come out. He made that as good as it is. That's why it's that good.
Yeah, now, do you still go on the Tony Hawk Boom Shaka 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 tour? Do you still do that shit too or no?
Yeah, that's my last. That's the only tour I'm on now because of the radio show and TV. I don't have time to do anything else. I got X Games is the only contest of the year for me, and the Boom Boom Hawk Jam's the only tour. And
have you
everything
ever...
else is all about TV and radio.
Have you ever won the X Games before, Jason?
Nah, I fucking suck.
I mean, Jesus, as much as you suck, I mean, you'd think at the end of the day you'd start practicing on skateboard a little bit, wouldn't you?